Hello and welcome to a beautiful morning. It's 8:15 here in the morning in Thunder Bay, and I just came back from a beautiful run. Actually, it wasn't beautiful. It was a lot tougher than running in the afternoon, I found. This is the first morning run I've had for a long, long time. And today was the day that I had set for myself for a certain weight goal. I've been working on reducing, well, just improving everything from exercise to health and to eating. I've been following the 4-hour body program, which I started last year, and this is the second run at it. The last time I had a lot of success because within 2 weeks I lost 10 pounds. Since that time frame, I got into my job here with TVATEL, sitting on my butt for 12 hours at a time, 4 days a week, and working on my business the other time, so I didn't get a chance to exercise at all, really, other than playing soccer once or twice a week at the most. But now, I'm definitely on the mends. I think it's going to be coming up to 4 weeks pretty soon. I've been on the 4-hour body, and even this week now, I put in close to 12 miles, I'd say, maybe a little bit more, my running, and definitely noticing an improvement. However, the improvement is slower than I would have thought or I would have liked it to be, but I guess after a couple of years of, well, several years of really being in the crapper when it came to my health and just getting by, that's what my body does. It goes into a state of metamorphosis, well, or homeostasis or whatever the hell, a state where it doesn't do anything. So now I'm shaking off the cobwebs and getting back on track. The funny thing is with my weight in the last few weeks of using this program, and I've been good. I've only cheated minimally once or twice, for sure. And the scale is not going down. However, the last time I did a little circumference measuring, I noticed that I did lose some weight around the hips and the ass. Yeah. Anyway, that's where I'm at. So, anyway, today I put in about 5.6K, which is over 3 miles, I think, or something like that, close to 3 miles. And I did that 3 or 4 times this week. So that's really, really cool. So what's going to be happening going forward? Well, even though I didn't meet my weight goal by about 8 pounds this week, which was pretty aggressive, I suppose, I'm still going to continue on the program. And the beautiful thing is with the program, you get to have one cheat day every week. So let's say during the week, you're going by something you'd love to eat, write it down somewhere, record it into your iPhone or whatever. And then when it comes cheat day, have at her, my friend. But yeah, it's been pretty good. I definitely think I'm on the way up health-wise. I have to be compared to where I was. And I'm going to be keeping this little journal online. And I've been also keeping a little document in my Evernote folder. So I hope you get a chance to listen to this and get inspired, because the reason I do all this crazy stuff is because I've been inspired by other people to live better and to try things. Okay, so if you want to follow the journey, you could follow me on Twitter at Albert Hathazi, that's ALBERTHATHAZI, or if you want to have a listen to some of my other crazy human experimentation, I've recorded close to 250 of these 5-minute recordings, and my channel is www.audioboo.fm/Albert H, and you'll hear some of the other crazy stuff that I do. But stay tuned and always share, connect with me, and do stuff like this yourself too. Ciao.